You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Sheila Wilkinson. Sheila is with the City of Sonora and is the events coordinator. Good morning, Sheila.
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
You know, this is one of my favorite events of the entire year for the City of Sonora.
It is one of mine, too.
It is this Friday night's magic.
Magic of the night.
Yeah. An annual event for almost 20-some years now, right?
21st annual
magic of the night. All right. So for those who have no clue what this could possibly be in downtown Sonora this Friday night, what is magic of the night?
Magic of the night is live entertainment up and down the street. We have live music from Stompbox, Rock and Rick, Lava Cats, Blues Box Band, and Lucky Cousins. We have entertainment all around, Captain Encouragement. We have a magician coming, Rad Rochelle, Bouncy Houses. So it's just an opportunity for people to come downtown and just kind of stroll around and have a great time.
It's when downtown Sonora really comes alive, all the way from the Opera Hall clear up to the Red Church.
Yes, that is true. We have a little bit of something for everybody. We've got the Corvette Car Club coming and antique cars and Model A's. We also have the Celtic Fair bringing their fire-breathing dragon and fairy bubbles, so that's pretty cool.
Where are we going to find the antique cars?
They're going to be spread out. The Motherlode Corvettes are going to be at the Yosemite Tidal parking lot, and the antique autos and the Model A's will be on Jackson Street right by Courthouse Park.
And the fire-breathing dragon will be found
in Courthouse Park.
Children's activities as well.
Yes, we have Rad Rochelle, who's going to be doing face painting, and we have a magician coming. They're going to be up in the 4-H courtyard. We have a bouncy house that the Hard Rock Cafe puts out. And so there's a little bit of something for the, you know, up and down the street.
Will there be food and beverages along the sidewalk, or is that left up to the restaurants?
That's kind of left up to the restaurants, but we do have a gentleman coming who's going to be in Courthouse Park. The Sierra's Table, I believe, is his name, and he'll be at Courthouse Park doing different stuff. And then to kind of end the evening, or a magical way to end the evening, we have the Tender Box fire dancers, and they put on a lovely fire show at Courthouse Park starting at 8:30.
All right, so it's 6 o'clock through 9 o'clock this Friday night, downtown Sonora. That's the place to be. Let me ask you before I let you go, Saturday morning, the farmers market continues in downtown Sonora.
Yes, it does. 7:30 to 11:30 in the morning.
And how's that been going
this year? It's been going awesome. It's just been a great year for them. So yeah.
Specifically, where is it located for those who have never attended?
It's located on Thiel and Stewart Street. So it's one block away from Washington Street. And we have a little bit of everything for people. So fresh produce, come down and talk to the farmers that are actually growing it and buy directly from them. We have bakeries down there, craft vendors. They make everything from scratch. So everything is, you know what you see, you're buying from the people that are making it.
And it will continue to run for the next couple of months.
Until October 20th.
Oh, perfect. Sheila Wilkinson, City of Sonora Events Coordinator. Always good to see you, Sheila.
Thank you so much, Mark.